And just like the same thing happened to me yesterday, I have a lady friend. Even though I'm 87 years old. She came by here to see me the day before yesterday. And after I came home, I found a note sticking in my door that she'd been here. I miss her by not staying at home.
Yeah.
But I went up to deal with her today.
You did? Yep.
Well, I began to feel like I have to get a ride more. I haven't gotten a ride more because I feel I need that exercise. That I get behind a walking more.
Yeah.
And I do, I know that helps me. I can feel pretty tough and get out there and get sweating and feel all right. But the main thing with me now, see, I had a stroke about 30 years ago. And I can't get too hot. And that's my problem. It ain't good to mow until the dew dries off, the grass piles up, and it don't look good, you know. And I have to wait till later in the day, let the dew dry up, and it's too hot to mow. But I get it done. Lots of times I mow the whole yard, that stuff. Make it kind of cloudy and cool, and it don't get too hot.
Yes, sir. You plan to do some mowing today?
No.
As you say, I'd be happy to help you.
That would be real nice, but I think you wouldn't enjoy that.
I wouldn't mind doing it. What sort of vegetables, things did you raise out there in your garden?
Well, I can tell you this, almost nothing. When I moved here into this house about 10, 12 years ago, I took a sample of my soil over at LSU and had them analyze it and tell me what to
do. You took a what?
My soil, my garden.
Yeah. Took a sample?
And I took a sample of it over there and they analyzed it and they told me what to do for it. They gave me a formula and I did that and a lot more. And I have never improved my soil one bit. I can't. There's so many things you can plant now and you're just wasting time. It just don't grow and it don't produce. Now tomatoes, I know I gave away more than a ton of tomatoes this year. I just made tomatoes and I just made them because I like to and because it's a nice thing to give away, and that's what I did with them. Gave them to people that didn't have them. And I'm sure I gave over a ton of tomatoes. I was, every day my big job was to go out there, gather tomatoes and distribute them around to the old folks around here. You can make tomatoes. You can make corn. I have made some beautiful corn out there. But you take bell peppers, snap beans, butter beans, lettuce, and carrots, and well, did he just name it, and you can't make it anymore, we're not growing it. I remember the time that stuff, everywhere you dropped the seed on this soil, you could expect something to come from it. I remember one time when me and my cousin lived next door to where we lived. We went into that's been years ago when we were under kids. We went in and took a watermelon out on the lawn and ate it, and we spilled some seed there and